Chapter 2. The Itch is Perpetual. The next morning, July 14, 1937, Mel and Harry arrived at a railway station near the south wall of Beiping's old city. They then entered through the city's only open gate. The crackle of machine gun fire and the thunderous drumbeat of distant artillery were constant for the next 2 days. Since Mel had arrived in China, he had watched the first stirrings of the conflict seethe beneath the quivering trigger fingers of paranoid officers in the country's interior. He had heard murmurs of antagonism around charcoal fires in rural schoolyards, where children chanted, "Down with Japanese imperialism!" Propaganda posters depicted Chinese soldiers standing up to vicious-looking tigers, beastly stand-ins for the Japanese. Now, after July 7th, the occupation had begun in earnest. All-out war was not yet certain, but the crisis had paralyzed the entirety of Beiping's roughly 22 square miles. Mel and Harry hired a rickshaw to take them to the American legation. Its driver had to weave around roadblocks that had been placed in the streets to reach the College of Chinese Studies, where they planned to stay. A year earlier, a relative of Mel's stepfather had introduced him to the school's cantankerous president. With the city under martial law, its roads would be empty come nightfall. Despite the stifling heat of summer, a 9 p.m. curfew kept residents indoors. On the outskirts of Beiping, Japanese troops worked tirelessly to build a giant airdrome. It was already clear that this war would be fought from the sky. Mel guessed that Japan's low-level flight patrols over Beiping were calculated propaganda efforts meant to display the empire's air power and instill fear in city residents. They succeeded. This was not a safe time to be an American in China, though Mel did his best to assure his parents that the situation wasn't as exciting as it sounds. Harry Caulfield's mother, worried that the conflict would strand Harry and Mel, had pulled strings and directly contacted Secretary of State Cordell Hull. Hull acknowledged the violence. 500 American Marines were marching in full-dress uniform through the American legation.